Okay, now we're into page 16 is yours, where it talks about angels should never be worshipped. Is that in your notes? Is that on the page 16?
I was actually on 15.
Are you on page 15 on angels should never be worshipped, is what we're picking up. Alright. Only God the Creator, page 15. Only God the Creator should be worshipped. Angels, even though they have much wisdom and power, are only creatures, and they should never be worshipped. Paul warns against worshipping angels in Colossians 2:18. Let's look at that. Colossians. Look at Colossians 2:18. Are you in? I know, yes, after Corinthians, then comes Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. All right, Colossians 2:18 says, "Let no man beguile you." What does beguile mean, Edward?
Deceive
or trick you. Good. Let no man beguile you of your reward. In a voluntary humility, making yourself look so humble. And don't let anybody rob you by getting you to worship angels. Intruding into those things which he have not seen. He's barging in and trying to teach you about things he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. So Paul warns against worshiping of angels. When John fell down to worship before the feet of an angel, what did that angel tell him in Revelation 22? Now, let's go to the very end.
These are the cheating.
When you say cheating, what do you mean?
Cheating. It's saying one thing and doing another thing. Not giving it back or something like that.
I'm not sure how. How is that cheating?
You say you're going to something, and you're not going to do it. Promising and not doing it.
To who? Okay, how does that relate to worshiping an angel? I guess I'm not sure how that is cheating. Who am I cheating?
Cheating God and following the Lord's standard.
I would agree. It's just like me, I love my wife and I made a commitment to love and cherish her all my life. But then if I started to love and cherish another woman, I'm cheating on my wife, am I not? And so if anybody worships anything other than God, they're cheating on God. So that's a good connection. Yeah, so Revelation chapter 22, verse 8 and 9. Okay, you want to read that, Romeo?
Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, "See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant of the brethren, the prophets, and those who keep the words of this book." Worship God.
Wow, okay. So, when John fell down to worship before the angel, what did the angel tell him?
Before the feet of the angel made these things. And he said, "Can you see that you do not do that? I am your fellow servant. and of your brethren and the prophets and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God.
So what should we do? Worship God. Don't do it. Don't worship angels. Worship God. That's your fill-in.
Worship God.
Now, Lord Jesus, the next fill-in there on C. The Lord Jesus Christ did allow men to worship Him, which is a strong argument for His deity. What does it mean, deity, Francis? When we talk about the deity of Christ.
Deed, is it?
Deity. D-E-I-T-Y. The deity of Christ means the godness of Him, that He's God. Some people don't believe that Jesus was God. Well, one of the ways we know He is because He encouraged people to worship Him. You're not supposed to worship anybody but God, but Jesus had no problem with people worshiping Him. Only the Creator God should be worshipped. Jehovah's Witnesses teach that Christ was a created being, a creature, an exalted angel. Well, if that were the case, then Christ should have refused worship like the angel we just read about in Revelation 22. But the opposite is the case, as the following outline shows. The Bible clearly teaches that worship belongs to God alone and is never to be rendered to any creature, no matter how exalted that creature may be. Number one, let's find out who refused worship in Acts 14, Edward. Acts 14, 11 through 15.
When the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of the Lacedaemonians, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands.
Garlands are flowers and spices.
Yeah. Unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people.
Verse 14.
Which, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out.
It's also 15, isn't it?
15. And saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all things that are therein."
Alright, so verse 14 says, when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of it. Now, so who refused worship in Acts there?
It was the apostles.
The apostles. I mean, the best of the church. They refused worship. So your answer there is apostles. That's your first answer.
Apostles are the...
is your fill-in.
Now, what's the meaning of apostles? Is there saints or...?
An apostle is a specially chosen leader of the church. Now, they no longer exist. There were only 12. One of them committed suicide, and then he was replaced by Paul. So, but they were special leaders of the church.
Well, you still find men call themselves apostles today.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they have no right to, because they do no miracles. They can't do any miracles, but they claim to. They're all frauds. Yeah. All right. The second one, Francis, Acts 10, 25, 26. Let's find out who else refused to be worshipped.
and ask Peter what time in Cornelius meet him and fell down at his feet and worship him.
Huh? He worshipped who?
Cornelius.
Uh-uh. When Peter was coming in, Cornelius did what? He met him, and then he fell down and he worshipped him. Verse 26.
But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man."
I'm only a man. So he stops Cornelius from worshipping him. Wow. I wish the Pope would do that. Pope's got a billion people thinking he's holy and perfect and he's worthy of worship. He is not. He is only a man. Alright? And Peter, he picked him up and he said, "Don't worship me, I'm only a man." So who else refused worship? Who's your fill-in? What's the answer on number 2?
Cornelius.
Mm-mm. No, Cornelius isn't seeking worship. Cornelius is trying to worship. He's trying to worship Peter, and Peter says, "Get up!"
Peter refused to.
Peter did. Peter stopped him and says, "Do not worship me."
Refused to worship.
That's right. So Peter refused worship. Then we read there in Revelation 22, but let's look at Revelation 19:10. We'll go back to you, Romeo. Revelation 19:10.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "See that you do not do that. I am a fellow servant and of a brethren who are the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. But testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy."
So there are two times that John falls down and tries to worship an angel. And the angel says, "Don't do it. Worship God." So angels, number 3, your third fill-in is angels. All right, Edward. Number 4, Christ commanded men to worship God alone. Matthew 4, 8 through 10. Back to the Gospel of Matthew.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then said Jesus unto him.
Hold just for a second. Who's trying to get Jesus to worship him?
Satan.
"I'll give you everything if you just fall down and worship me." How does Jesus respond?
Then Jesus said unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve."
Wow. So Jesus himself says you better only worship God. Number 5. Men are punished for accepting worship that belongs only to God. Acts 12. Francis, you got a lot of reading here. 12, 21 to 33.
Afterward, he desired a king and got him unto them.
Acts 12, reading 21.
Oh.
Trust him.
So he said,
depend upon as they are arranged in royal authority, set upon the system and made an origin into them. I can understand that people give themselves things. It is the voice of a God and not of a man.
Have you ever been able, have you ever given a report, stood up in front of the class, and maybe had to explain something, and I went, that's the voice of a God. No, probably not. But people who get up and they sing, Michael Jackson, Beyoncé, all these very, they get up there and what do people think? She's a goddess. That's what they believe. You know who deserves that worship? Only God. And yet they give so much worship to people in the rock music, in the movie industry. That belongs to God and Him only. And yet people worship those sinners. Keep going.
He means it to me. The angel of the Lord is moved him because he gave man the glory and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took them John.
Okay, it should be 23, not 33. I'm sorry. So change that from 21 to 23. Those are your verses there, but yes. And so here was a man, Herod, who God punished for taking worship that belonged to God. Now, E.
Is Herod rejected God, is it?
He was?
That's the person, the king of Herod. Herod, that king?
This is the same Herod that John the Baptist preached to.
Yeah.
And had married his brother's wife. And he committed adultery. He stole his brother's wife. And he was the one who participated. Pilate was the one who made the final decision to get him crucified. But Herod made fun of Jesus and abused Jesus and sent him back to Pilate. So this is that Herod.
That Herod.
Yes.
But the same Herod was killing all the children when Jesus Christ was born.
That was his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one. That was the Herod meant ruler. That's all it meant. Like Pharaoh meant ruler. And so you had lots of pharaohs. Each one of them had a different name. This is the third Herod. There were three Herods in the Bible referred to. One built the temple 50 years earlier. One met the wise men and then killed all of the children in Bethlehem. And then this one is the grandson. This one is the third Herod. He's the last one, and he dies. Okay.
But did he attend the, after the Christ birth, did he came and participated in the birth of the Christ?
No. He was back in Jerusalem. He stayed in Jerusalem.
He never worshipped him at all.
Never, ever. He actually said, come tell me where you find the child so I may come and worship him. No, all he wanted to do was kill him. So when they didn't come back and tell Herod where Jesus was born, he went and had all of the children, so he wanted to kill them all.
Yeah, kill them all.
Okay, now this is this same Bible that we're reading says it's wrong to worship anyone but God, but says that Christ should be worshipped. Let's look at how many times Christ accepted worship. Matthew 14. Romeo, you've got Matthew 14, 31 to 33.
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And still
33.
Okay. And immediately, those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Okay. So this is the storm. Peter goes out and walks on the water,
He thinks, because he gets his eyes off of Jesus, Jesus reaches down, grabs him, pulls him up and says, "Oh, you little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why are you doubting?" And then they both get in the ship and the wind ceases. And what does everybody do?
They came and worshipped him.
They worshipped him. And he didn't stop them. He didn't stop them. All right. Francis, you're in Matthew 15, 25 to 28.
Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But she answered and said, "Nothing I can do, but it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs."
Mm.
And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat off the crumbs which fall from the master."
Wow, she's got a great attitude. He just called her a dog. And she said, "But we'll take the crumbs, Lord." But and look at the verse there. Verse 25, she came and worshipped him. And he didn't stop her. Did he? He boy. Whew. All right, Edward, Matthew 28, 9 through 10.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee.
No, are you
28:9? And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me."
Wow. So did he stop everybody from worshipping him? No. I like that all hail. You know what all hail means? Hello, everybody! And they all just went, and he started holding onto his feet. And he didn't stop them. It's pretty wild. Right now, chapter 28, verses 16, 17, 18. It's you, Romeo.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
Mm. So just looking back at verse 17, when his apostles saw him, they worshipped him. John 9, back to you, Francis, 35 to 39.
Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?"
Do you know who Jesus is speaking to? The healed man. He was a blind man who Jesus had healed. Remember, he spit and made clay and he put it on his eyes. Wow. And he says, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" And then 36.
He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that they may believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talking to him." And he said, "Lord, I believe, and you worship him." And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come,
I could just learn that image and that might, that might see.
Yeah, they which see not, they which are blind, I came so that they might see.
That they which see might be made.
Wow. Alright. So there is Jesus being worshipped. And number two, Christ, you're filling here, is demanded such worship. Edward John 5:23. Christ demanded such worship.
That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him.
Wow. So how many Muslims do you know who try to honor and worship God? Well, they all try to.
They try to honor.
Okay, I agree. But in their mind, they're honoring God, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, you need to honor the Son just as much as you honor God. If you do not honor the Son, if you do not worship Jesus, then you are not worshiping God. That ought to be shown to every Muslim on the planet. That if you are not willing to worship and honor Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then you're not really honoring and worshiping God. Isn't that a strong verse? Is that a good one?
Yep.
All right. Number three. God the Father commands such worship of Christ. Hebrews 1, verse 6. Back to you, Romeo. It's Hebrews 1, 6.
But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him.
Wow, so the Father demands that angels worship the Son. When he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he demands angels must worship him. Christ will actually be worshipped by all the host of heaven, by everybody in heaven. Revelation 5:8. Francis, back to you. Revelation 5:8.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and four ancient elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harp and golden coins full of objects which are the flames of
them. Okay, now here are 24 elders, but ultimately it happens that everybody starts worshiping. And they fall down before the Lamb. So when somebody fell down in front of Peter, what did he do? What did he say to the? What did he say to Cornelius?
Not to worship me.
Don't worship me.
Worship God.
That's right. And when the people from Lycaonia fell down and tried to bring sacrifices and worship the apostles, what did they say to them? They said, "Don't do it. We're like men of like passion." But when they fell down before the Lamb, Jesus Christ, he didn't stop them. Alright. Number five, last one. The worship of Christ will finally become universal. All men will someday bow the knee to Christ. Philippians chapter 2, Edward, verses 10 and 11. Philippians chapter 2. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. verses 2, 10, and 11.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in hell and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Wow. So to bow the knee is a sign of worship, isn't it? Every knee should bow. They should. One day, even the devils will. They won't do it in worship, but they will do it in honor of the fact that they've lost. So, okay, we're going to stop there. We didn't get very far, but we learned something, didn't we? Okay? And angels do not get worship at all. 25, 10, 14. Good. Okay, how do you think you did on your test? You guys okay? You're getting better at it? Yeah. Amen.